Mrs. Sue Game, who came to Coggeshall from Hartford in 1969, is the last person to do tambour lace working. Tambour lace was once Coggeshall's main industry.
Coggeshall tambour lace, the lace of Essex. Lace has always been a status symbol. Kings and courtiers prized their lace as much as their jewellery. The lace probably cost more. The invention of Heathcote's net machine, patented in 1809, made it possible to make a lace-like fabric in larger pieces and more quickly than traditional laces. Tambouring is a very old technique for working chain stitch on fabric with a very fine hook. When Mr. Drago settled in Coggeshall from the continent with his daughters, the machine net, his daughter's skills, fashion, and the spending power of the rising middle classes gave Drago a business opportunity. He started a tambour room near Bridge Street, where his daughters taught girls from 7 years upwards, who were paid 3 pence a week, rising to 7 shillings and 6 pence, about 17 pence. It was very successful, and by its height, between the 1850s and 1860s, it was made all over Essex with a large network of workers and merchants. Much of the work was done in women's homes. Larger pieces worked in tambour rooms. I, Sue Game, came to Coggeshall Lace in the early 1980s. An advertisement for lace makers in the local newsagents caught my eye. Not knowing what it was, that phone call changed my life. I learnt the technique and worked for the Coggeshall Lace Company until it closed. I supplied local craft shops with small items, did talks and demonstrations, meeting many ladies that remembered their mothers and grandmothers doing tambour work. They explained how a small oil lamp would be moved along the frame with a brown paper shade so the light went downward. One person said, "My mother had a frame like that. It ended up holding up the back fence." Well, there's no answer to that, is there?